Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, it was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything. The beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to, I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life, and it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Behind my heart, we will hold.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while, and I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing. And kind of like blocking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local, we're right next door, and we're across the country, and we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen, Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Carrie Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment, and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's a fact.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking. And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you. And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Well, good morning, Nicole Marie. I can't say it as nice as Carrie says it, but Nicole Marie says it in such a distinctful, style. So I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning. I've enjoyed hearing about your background. I'm also an educator. So when you said that, my ears perked up. Yes.
There you go.
But here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, my focus is, girl power, focusing on young girls, young women, women of all ages, just to be the best that they can be. So my question to you is, with the personality test and with your consulting company, do you, you spoke about mentoring. So do you also mentor to the younger generation, like high school, during the time when they're trying to figure out what it is that they're trying to do? And it's key because sometimes the kids get locked into, okay, what mom and dad says I should do versus what's really in their heart and their passion. So is that part of your mentoring to, like, high school students and to just get them on the path to realizing what they want to do, not what someone else wants them to do?
Absolutely. Let me say this before I answer that. You would be impressed to know that the creator of the original DISC personality profile is a gentleman by the name of William Marston, M-A-R-S-T-O-N. He is a graduate and a law professor from Harvard. And he created it in 1928. So as you can see, it has withstood the test of time. Now, you would be happy to know that he had several other creations, too. One of them was the lie detector test. He's the one that created that. But most importantly, you know, back during those days, it was hard to have a female superhero, right? Well, guess what he created? Wonder Woman.
Wow.
He is the creator of the female superhero, Wonder Woman. So I think that's kind of interesting for the parallel between that and the fact that you are out talking about, you know, women power, female,
Equality,
mentors.
All about the superpowers.
Exactly. And see, basically, as far as the mentoring is concerned, I don't actually do the mentoring, but what part of my transformation is, you know, once people become a part of, you know, learning and self-discovering my superpower, is part of it is getting a mentor. And we do have resources for mentorship, because you got a mentor, you got a mentee. Both of them have a different role. And then, of course, the most important part is for them to have one, so that they can walk, you know, the walk that somebody else has already traveled. They don't have to make the same mistakes, because guess what? They got somebody that can show them the way. Otherwise, you're
show them the way.
Go. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing something like that, because our girls really, really need it. And having people like you, you know, with a background in education, steering them to be the best that they can be. And see, that's what the DISC is all about. Understand who you are. There's 8 billion people on this planet, Nicole, 8 billion, but there's only 4 personality profiles. And you are one of them. Those girls that you're talking about, those females that you're talking about, they have one of those profiles.
And don't ever confuse leading blacks with black leaders. Let me tell you why you don't do that. One of the reasons you don't confuse them, black leaders are chosen by you. They're chosen by the people they're going to lead. They're chosen by us. And let me tell you about the leading blacks. The leading blacks are chosen by the media. Leading blacks. Leading blacks are chosen by ABC, all broadcasting Caucasians. Leading blacks are also chosen by NBC, nothing broadcasting but Caucasians. And the rest are chosen by CBS, the Caucasian broadcasting system. And when you allow leaders to be chosen by the media that's owned by the corporations, when you get ready to change your lives, carefully watch and see what the leading blacks are doing. Because that's when the leading blacks sneak into the door to the corporations, and they will tell the corporations, oh, we know how to go and put them down. We know how to get you some real affirmative action Negroes to come in and work. We know how to do that. But at the end of the day, the leading blacks lead the corporations. corporations and the leading blacks have gotten paid while we have gotten slaves.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
All right, it's all about community. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and I'm Kerry Hines. Listen, I am so excited to talk about this. This is a subject that I've kind of wanted to really delve into. First of all, everybody knows that the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about hair, beauty, and, of course, the big C word, community. And we have not just walked, or should I say just not talked the talk, but we literally have walked the walk, and we continue to do so. Just recently, our colleague and radio program host, Michael Hopkins, who has been a veteran advocate, I'm going to say claims advocate for a long, long, long time, helping veterans to navigate this sometimes convoluted process to get their claims approved at the rating that they should. So, Michael, you have literally become, you've grown right in front of our eyes. You are now an official accredited claims agent. So your commitment to community is clear. And that's what we're going to be talking about on this particular segment of the broadcast today. So first, why was this so important, Michael? We all know that you host the Vet Talk radio show, but why was it so important for you to become accredited? And what does that mean exactly?
Wow. First of all, it was so important for me, Kerry Hines. I saw the struggle, and I continue to see the struggle that so many veterans go through in this claims arena, with filing for claims, getting turned down, and the frustration, and a lot of guys just quit. The government, i.e. the VA, seems to make it so hard for you to file for compensation for things that happened to you while you were on active duty. And, you know, me personally, I went through the frustration. I still do go through the frustration of filing for things and getting turned down. And then you read the decision letter and you get kind of disheartened. But me, I've learned how to go back and read and research and so forth. There are a lot of veterans out there that it's their first rodeo doing this, and they get turned down, and they say, oh, my God, I know I've got this. I go to the doctor for this. They should know I have this. I was stationed there at that place. I was in the war zone. This is what happened. But yet they're telling me that it's not service connected. And then I'm talking to a person, or I'm communicating with a person who has never been in the military. And I'm using military terms and things, thinking that they should understand because they're the VA. But then I realize they don't understand what I did, where I'm coming from, what happened to me, what I suffer with right now. And that's what made me and drove me to becoming an advocate for veterans. The accredited claims agent, or ACA as you call it, Carrie Hines, it was just a quest, because I knew once I got that designation, and it comes from the Office of Veteran Affairs, Office of General Counsel up in Washington, D.C., I can officially help veterans, not just kind of guide like I was doing before. I would guide them and educate them with them and filing and paperwork and so forth and what they should do. But now it's official. I can officially go in, review their records, give them recommendations. I can even file on their behalf. The government allows me to do that. They sign a power of attorney with me, which means I'm their representative in the government's eyes. So the government allows me to help them. And that feels so good when I have a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters that come to me. They need help. I guide them.
And this is a specific COA, so it's not like Michael's.
Yes, it's not like I can, you know, I have, it's specific for them in the claims process.
Well, listen,
very
Michael, I just thank you. And on behalf of everybody here at our show and all that we're doing, we appreciate the work. We appreciate the effort. And, you know, the whole idea behind community is what you're doing. And today we really wanted to kind of delve in. Everybody knows we're Hair and Beauty, and we talk about Hair and Beauty. We're going to be talking about it a little later in today's show, as always. But I really wanted to shine the light a little bit on just a little different part of what we're doing here on the broadcast. It's in the title, really, literally. And so thank you, Michael Hopkins, because you're putting the C in the community right here.
Yes, you
and
are.
Supporting your fellow veterans.
Very much so.
We thank you for that. Okay. I'm going to turn it over to my wonderful colleague and co-star and co-host, who in her own right represents her community down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And she's been doing it for quite a while, and we're going to talk to her about that, but I know she has some questions for Michael. So I am going to bring to the line, of course, the one and only our Queen of the Mornings, Miss Nicole Marie. So it's nice to have you on the community special, Nicole Marie.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So happy to be here. And Michael, you are now in your second season with the Vet Talk Radio Show. What has been your experience to this point? And then in the future, where do you see the show going? What do you have planned for the show?
Good stuff.
Wow. Great questions, Nicole Marie. Great questions. Well, to answer your first question, it's just been quite a ride. It really has, and I have learned so much. And I always, with me and Carrie, we always kind of joke about, I would always tell him that I went to school for what we're doing here with the Vet Talk Radio Show and the morning show with Carrie Hines. I went to school for this. But the funny thing about it, when I got out of college, I went into the military, did the complete opposite of this. And after getting out of the military, and, you know, I wound up, once again, I was in something that's always paramilitary. I did high-level security in federal buildings, in D.C., I did training. I became a trainer. I owned a training business. I did all those things over like a 30-year period.
Wow.
But the funny thing about it, I got introduced to Mr. Carrie Hines, and the rest, shall we say, is history. I came back to doing what I learned how to do. And it's so funny sometimes, because I enjoy it so much. I really do. I enjoy what we're doing. And to answer your other question, like the future for me, getting out there, helping more vets, training other people to help more vets. We're looking at doing books and shows and YouTube.
Awesome.
And we're just getting the word out, just helping veterans. That is my quest. And it's what I enjoy doing. I'm going to always enjoy doing this. And I'm just so ever grateful to Mr. Carey Hines for helping me just achieve my goals and my dreams. 100%.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Very much so.
Well, it's a family effort here, Michael Hopkins. It's a family approach. It's a familial approach to what we're doing. When I created the tagline, Hair, Beauty, and Community, which had never been done before, I've never seen where folks literally put the community word right up there, right next to hair and beauty. And for me, I wanted to do that. And when Michael, you came along and talked a little bit about bringing a show to our network, which is the last place anybody probably would have expected to see something or hear something about veterans claim advocacy right next to a hair and beauty commercial or a new shampoo.
Yes.
You know, so things like that.
Right.
But we normalized that. We normalized it because we have a true commitment to community, which is just on par, if not superseding, our commitment to the hair and beauty industry. So this has been something that that we all walk the walk and we talk the talk. I'm so excited. I really am, literally. And so, Nicole Marie, I have to turn to you. I must. First of all, I'm so excited. And as we move into a whole new phase, you're the longest serving co-star of mine, co-host in the history of my 28-year career of the Hair Radio Show. And certainly we've been doing it
that.
As a morning version,
that's an
sure.
Honor. Yes.
So
yes.
You have definitely crossed the line on that and been just a fantastic contributor. And you've developed your own following. So when we say Queen of the Mornings, we really mean it. You know, you really do. You've lived up to that wonderful, 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 wonderful moniker, and we just appreciate and adore you here at the show. So I want to start here. Oh, absolutely. And as a person who represents, as I said at the top of this segment, you represent the folks down in your community in Water Valley, Mississippi. And you didn't just, this wasn't something just started today. You didn't just drop out the sky today. So tell us, how did this whole process come about? And something I've never asked you, Nicole Marie, where did you get the interest from to become, to represent your community? Where did that start from?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie, people always joke with me and say, how in the world are you doing everything that you do? And honestly, I believe it's really just in my blood. My parents were very involved in the community, and so growing up, that's all I knew. We were going, we were moving, we were in, you know, we were doing this and doing that. And as I grew up, I didn't know anything different. So all I knew was service to other people. My grandparents and my parents always said, a life well lived is serving other people. You will be blessed by serving other people. So that's all I know. So as an, like going through school and then as an adult, when I got out on my own and so forth, I just continued in this particular organization or this or that, whether it was church or whatever. I have always been about service to the community. So becoming an alderwoman or city council member
here in my city, that, well, I mean, when the opportunity came about, I talked to my husband about it, and we decided that I was going to run. I was going to do it. And it wasn't really a second thought about it. I jumped in the race, and I've been an alderwoman for my ward since 2017, and very active in other things with my the PTO at school, 4-H, Main Street, church. I mean, but it's just in me just to do. When the opportunity presents itself, I just go for it because I'm an educator, as you know, but I'm a continuous learner. I like to learn new things. I like to do new things, and I like to share those things with other people and help other people. So for me,
it's
second nature.
Well, I've got to say, you really, when you say you jump in and go, you jump in and go. And
right.
I really mean that, right, Michael? And
yes, very much so.
Yes. And
I
and
don't even think about it. I just, you know, each day I wake up in the morning and I just ask God to guide me through the day and I just go.
Let me tell you something. You are on the move. We know. I have to tell you guys. Nicole Marie is on the move. Now, listen. I love what you said when you said that you grew up, and that was really all you knew from your parents, being those kinds of folks to, you know, really recognize that a life that is well-lived is one that involves community service and things of that nature.
Yes.
And
service to other people.
Service to other people, being of service to other people. And that's something I'm going to take with me because I love how you said that. And just we can see where it was poured into you, and I'm grateful to know that now. Now, let me also say, you mentioned about when this all came about and you decided to kind of throw your hat in the ring, so to speak. Spoke with your husband, and we've had a chance to meet Mr. Luther, and I just want to say that something like this is more than just a single person, and same thing with you, Michael, and so we're shouting out your spouses. You know, each of you have folks who support your efforts, and it means something. So, yeah, so Nicole Marie, what does this say? And I know sometimes it's not easy. How do you, you first started this whole thing today by talking about balance and all of that. So how do you find the
balance?
Sure,
well,
and how do you find the balance?
Well, I definitely have learned to take time for myself because if I don't pour into myself, then I can't pour into anybody else. And that goes for my family, for work, for anything else that I do in the community. So I definitely take time for myself. And it wasn't always easy doing that because I get so caught up in what I was doing that I didn't always take time for myself. But I'm learning more and more and more, and I'm taking more and more time for myself to be able to do that. And just our kids, they're busy as well, and they're learning, and they're doing the same thing that me and my husband do as well. So it's about talking about the things that we have to do. I live by a calendar. I'm very organized, so I always have everybody's schedule, what we're doing, where we're supposed to be going, and then Luther and I just balance that. If I can't drop one off or pick one up, and he does it, or we have a family member. If both of us are busy, we have a family member that helps us. So it's very important to have a support system around you, not just your immediate family, but those, whether it's family, whether it's friends, that also can help out if you can't necessarily do something. So that's what I've learned to do is ask for help. Sometimes we don't want to ask for help. We think we can do everything on our own, but we can't. So be willing to ask for help. And I've done that, and I just have a support system that helps me and Luther do the things that we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, when
beautiful.
I Yes, when I think of, you know, things and people doing it right out there, you two come to mind. So as you know, we're all crazy about you guys here. So thank you so much and your commitment to community. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. Michael, I've got to turn my mic over to you. I know you've got some questions that you've been chomping at the bit for. Now it's payback for Miss Nicole Marie. What might you want to say to her today, Michael Hopkins?
Wow. One of the things I wanted to ask Nicole Marie, what was it like, or do you remember what it was like when we first started doing the Vet Talk radio show, and you were one of my angels? What was that like?
Oh, wow. Just an amazing experience. We came to the show, and we were working on production, different ideas for the show, things that we wanted to do. Very exciting, but at the same time, it was like a steep learning curve. You said you went to school for broadcast. I did not. So, you know, I'm listening to you, I'm listening to Carrie, and I'm continuously learning so, so much as we were going along. But it was a very positive experience, a very rewarding experience, and I thank the two of you so much because I learned so, so very much. And just with the Vet Talk show, as we were going through with Katrina, with Nur, yourself, and as we would sit down to do these show ideas and so forth, just listening to you just learn so very much just about the whole process. The process just educated me and was information that I shared with my husband, with other family members, other friends. And it's just been just a wonderful journey just along the way since we got started. So I'm just so very happy to just be a part of the team, a part of this family. It's just amazing. And I just thank you so much.
Oh, sounds like a plan. I got another good question for you. What is it like working with Carrie Hines? What is that like?
Good question.
It has been an amazing, amazing ride with Mr. Carrie Hines. Like I said before, starting out, it was such a very steep learning curve for so many in so many different areas, so many different things. But at the same time, it was easy because Carrie, I mean, he's about his business, but at the same time, he kind of guided me along. He gave me good advice, and it was fun. And I just thoroughly just enjoyed it. Now, let me tell you, like I said, Carrie is all about his business, and we do a lot to produce for the show, and, you know, we have meetings and calls and just so many different things, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I wouldn't trade Carrie Hines for anything.
So it's been
a great experience, and I just appreciate
you
so much. I appreciate you mentoring me and just helping me in so many ways, Carrie. So thank you so very much.
You sound like a plan to me.
I'm so grateful to be right here where I am. So thank you so much.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. I really do. Well, listen, I have to say the community is what is driving a lot of this for me, especially in recent times. Just to be recently appointed. I like the word that I forget who used it earlier. I think Michael used it in terms of being a designation. He considered being named an accredited claims agent. I kind of feel the same way. To me, this is a designation by the folks of New York City who have approved me literally and invited me to be part of their board that represents my community, which, again, I tell folks, we have many, many boards in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. You know, there are millions of people here. And in my community by itself, just my little zip code, maybe a little bit, a few other little zip codes, we represent, the board represents over 200,000 folks that I get to participate in local government. And so they felt mm-hmm. that my, and this is a significant thing that I don't think I've had a chance to share out there, and that this is the role of local government is important, of course, and it plays a big part of our actual day-to-day lives. But I'm an entrepreneur, and they had to review every aspect of what I'm doing just to even have made it to the board. So that speaks very highly of my accomplishments as an entrepreneur and businessman mm-hmm. in this community. And so I'm grateful to recognize and think about that as I go about my business representing the folks in and around this community. And so I just want to say thank you. I have to acknowledge these people here who've made this great honor possible. And all the folks that are now part of that constituency that I mentioned, I'll do my best. And for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show who continue to support us, who have supported us through all kinds of ups and downs and all around, I thank you. And we're just really getting started. And to my amazing co-stars, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, two individuals who daily demonstrate and show by example what community leadership is all about. I am just beginning this journey, this part of my journey, but I am so grateful to have folks who've already blazed a path for me and created a trail. So listen, this is just the beginning. And I know that you guys feel as I do to just figure out what you can do yourself to improve the conditions in your area, wherever you are. And we each can do something. So,
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless.
Are your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles? I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit FixYourFeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, my very, very, very special guest joining us right now She's been with us before, and she comes to us from 3,000 miles away from me right now. It's my great honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the first time in a while, Miss Keisha Moore. Good morning from Cali Braids. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Well, first of all, Keisha, it has been a long time since you've been on our show. I've got to make sure folks know that you, because we have another Keisha out here who is one of our stylists on our show. So I just want to make sure that it is clear. This is Keisha of Cali Braids. And you guys know Cali Braids go way back with us. And I want to talk to you about that because you're back with a brand new show. So lots to get into. First of all, how have you been? Because it's been years since you've been on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I've been hanging, just taking it day by day, to get back to this, get back into the groove and, you know, and having my shows since the pandemic slowed everybody down.
And that's what I want to talk to you about, Keisha. Ironically, we've always stayed in touch, though. We, even though Keisha hasn't been on the show, live talking to you guys, I still kept in touch with Keisha. I remember doing other shows here on the East Coast, and I remember sitting down in Atlantic City chatting with Keisha for like hours on end on the phone and just staying in touch with different ideas and things and what Cali Braids was all up to. So First of all, braiding is huge, Keisha, and I want to talk to you about this whole thing with the explosion of braids because, we've been doing the Hair Radio Show for almost three decades. I shouldn't say that out loud. It's been a long time. So I've seen an entire evolution about braiding happen right before my very eyes, and you guys out there can relate to it. So first, what do you think about this whole popularity that braiding has undergone?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity because, you know, it's an art. It's actually an art, and it's beautiful. All the braiding styles that I see that's new and or they renamed them, I love it. I think it's great. I think it's a perfect opportunity for you to get into in the beauty business, especially for the upcoming teenagers.
Tell us why. And
younger kids because they can make a career out of it. They can become self-made millionaires if they want to. It depends on how they market themselves, you know, how they, you know, balance their finances, you know. And if they're serious
I'm going to start braiding then. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, Keisha.
I think braiding is, you know, braiding is an art, and it just and the styles that you put in your client's head that fits them. That's them. They're being themselves, their true identity.
Well, I'll tell you, I agree. I totally agree. What I love about the whole thing with the braiding is that there has been an incredible arc that's happened. I remember years ago, braiding used to take a bad rap, and all of that. And it was way back when I started with the Hair Radio Show, I remember it was like the stepchild of the hair industry, you know. And so that's the way it was way back in the old days, even though in our community, braiding has always been a part of our rich culture, and it just took it a long time, so it seems, to step out of the shadows. And now, like you said, it's always been an art, but now it seems like it has just reached new heights. And I have to say thank you because, in part, we have to thank you and the work that you've done at Cali Braids. So I have a strong feeling that Cali is short for the word California, but can you tell us what Cali Braids is all about?
It actually is a short form of California. I was born and raised in California, and when I thought of the name, I was like, you know what? I live in California, so what does Cali Braids sounds like? You know, everybody want to go to Cali.
Oh, yeah, and I lived in Cali, so yeah, you're right.
We used to have great weather, but I don't know about now. But
all bets are off for that.
right, exactly.
Yeah. Tell everybody now. You were born and raised out there. Now, what part of California? And share with that. So the folks who don't know anything about California, what part of California are you from, and what can you tell us about it?
I'm actually 45 minutes away from the state capital. I'm in northern part of California.
Sacramento is the state capital. Okay.
Right. I'm 45 minutes away from them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Out in wonderful, gorgeous Stockton. Okay. So very nice. So that's why it's kind of taken on Cali Brave. And I love the name. It's so identifiable. I was talking with Siobhan, one of our stylists out here, and she remembers you so well. So I said, well, Keisha, and then she's like, she thought of the other Keisha person. I said, no, not that Keisha. She said, oh, Cali Brave! Just like that.
Oh,
that
nice.
Told me that you have fans. And that told me that people remember you. And I swear to you, and you know how long it's been since you've been on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So for folks to remember you like that, that must make you feel good.
It makes me feel awesome because you know what? I don't even be striving for people to remember me. I just be doing what I need to do.
You do what you do.
I just do what I need. Yep, that's it.
Exactly. You do what's called the work. And that's exactly what I do here. I do the work. And when you focus on doing the work, all the other stuff comes with that. So you will always get where you look, what you're looking for. If you're looking for extra income, or you're looking to help change lives and all that kind of stuff, it's a natural, outcome for if you're doing the work, if you focus on the work. So that's why I always say that. So now I want to find out. I know we had to pause things like everybody else in America and literally the world over the last several years. But tell us a little bit on Brave and this incredible event. Let's take some time to talk about that. Now, you used to do an event quite maybe a time or two during the year. So first let me ask you, is this your first time coming back since the pandemic?
Yes.
Oh, well, now tell us, what does that mean to you?
It's actually challenging. It's a little bit harder because it's not a lot of stylists out there that's ready to compete. So now I am going to go the old school way. I'm going to go meet up with the people in person and see if they want to compete. I'm going to do something different. Besides, I was online, reaching out to people.
Right.
But now I have to try a different approach. It's much more challenging.
Yes, it's not quite the same, exactly. And let's talk about that, because your show, Cali Brave's hair show that you do, it is it's one of my favorite, actually, because it's all about that. It's more so about competition. So let's talk about that, because a lot of the hair shows out here, we do a lot of shows. There are some that are competition, but quite often they're not. So tell us about a competition show. What exactly is like a competition braid show about? Tell us how that works. Like you're doing a competition type show. So many of the folks listening, even the stylists, they are familiar with just regular traditional hair shows. You go, you see people walking, kind of dancing and prancing on stage and go back inside and come back another one with a different hairstyle. But you may be presenting hairstylists who are literally competing for prizes and who has presented, this style and that style. Tell us a little bit more about that. How does that work? And maybe some of the categories that will help us to understand a little better.
So the category is basically a freestyle. So basically you come up with your own theme. You can have up to 7 people in the hair show and, that you have your styles on. You can create your own scene. You can have your dancers and everything like that. I'll have like 5 judges. I'll have a celebrity judge. That's on the panel. It's going to be vendors, music, DJs, food, and just we're just going to have a great time.
That sounds awesome. And just make sure to tell them to tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course. Got to remind them of that. So I've got to say, yes, thank you so much. You know what I also love about what you do? I remember several years back you were taking time to teach the young adults about braiding, those who wanted to possibly embark in a career. And you had a little class that you were doing, and I loved it so much. Can you tell us about that? Do you still do that? Do you still teach braiding?
I still teach braiding classes. I actually have one coming up this Saturday. What I'm trying to do is create a nonprofit around it, so I'll be able to give the classes for free to the students, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense, especially to the students and their parents.
Yes, exactly. I want to save a few bucks. So, I'm trying to get a nonprofit. Not only do I want to teach them how to braid, I want to teach them basic business etiquette and etiquette of themselves, like how to conduct yourself as a young lady or a young man.
A young man, exactly. Well, you've been doing that all along. I can attest to it. So I absolutely support this idea of you taking it to that level and making it a nonprofit where it just has a lot more benefits out there, especially for those who want to get involved with it. So absolutely. So Callie Braids. Now, Keisha, I also have to just ask you, how do people find you? I mean, we're going to have you to sign up at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm sorry, at our website, not just Hair Radio Morning Show, but also we have a special website that's set up. It's our own form of social media that you can easily find at hairadio.com. That's our website, hairadio.com, with just one R. And you can see where you can easily become a member. And it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. And as a member, you get to connect with other members all over the country and the world for that much who are already members. And folks can follow you. You can read the posts. We have hundreds and hundreds of posts that are already there that you can read that are just so informative and so much. So, again, this is a free membership. Some folks just go to hrmember.com and sign up. And, again, it's free. And so either there or hairradio.com. And so we want you to sign up there, Keisha, so folks can connect with you there. But I know that you also have, like, other ways of site or social media. How would folks reach you?
They can reach me, Callie Braids, on Facebook or Instagram, or they can reach me at 209-565-1072.
Okay. But and Callie Braids is with the C.
Yes.
So very important, C-A-L-I. I just want to make sure I say that. Okay, well, I'm excited. And so now, this show that's coming up, give us a remind everybody about the date, all the details about it, and how they can get involved for those stylists that are out there on the West Coast.
Say that again?
Sure. Okay. Tell us, fill us in on the upcoming show. So it's coming up on what date? And where
so
and all the
details. The upcoming hair show, and let me tell you, the first place get $1,500. Oh, I even added a barber battle. So, I'm just trying to get the people back, in the groove and, networking and stuff with each other. But the show is June 4th. The doors open at 2. The tickets at the door is 45. Tickets online is 35. We're going to have, great food. It's going to be a great vibe, positive energy, positive people around,
No negative stuff. This is Callie Braids. I'm going to try to get out to the West Coast and pop in and peep my head in, maybe even compete if it's not too late. No, I'm kidding. But listen, guys, you have to support Callie Braids' show on June 4th. And I'm just loving it. So this is how you get things moving and support our community.
and so many other ways. And I'm also so proud of your journey, Ms. Keisha Moore. I'm proud of your journey. And I know that you guys are going to have to stay tuned because Nicole Marie is going to be telling a whole lot more of your story and reminding us of this incredible walk. And so I cannot wait, and we're going to stay tuned for that and listen out for updates that will inform you when that's happening. But I've got to say, anybody you want to shout out to this morning, anybody, any last thoughts you want to leave us with, Miss Keisha Moore, Callie Braids?
I actually want to give a shout out to the competitors and, you know, the vendors,
yes,
because without them,
yes,
there would be no show. Shout out to my friends and family, but mostly all, you know, the competitors and the vendors, because without them, there would be no show.
Yes, and I remember in the old days, do you remember when the competitors would come on the Hair Radio Morning Show? Remember we used to line them up? We're going to have to do that again. Yes. So send them this way. We're happy to give them a couple minutes of shine right here on our broadcast. And getting up early is not. Yeah, please do. Because we have so many fans out there in the West Coast and even up there, not all that far from your area, who tune in. So, yeah, it's a bit on the early side, but it's well worth it when you tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, my guest today, Ms. Keisha Moore. She is the wonderful, wonderful entrepreneur behind the incredible Callie Braids. We're so excited. Again, the big show is coming up on June 4th. You want to reach out to Keisha Moore on more information about it and or check in with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll put you in touch with Keisha. All right. Keisha, thank you so much for being with us. We just appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing.
I thank you for having me.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, May 12th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 7:13 in the morning, New York time, 6:13 if you're in the Central Time Zone. And boy, oh boy, we've got a lot to get to this mid-show today. Want to take a moment to bring to the line on our show number 853, the one and only Queen of the Mornings. We're talking about Miss Nicole Marie. You heard her this morning. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy mid-show.
Yes. Yes, all the above and back at you. It's going to be quite a day. Quite a day we really do have on tap. Coming up in the next hour, we have a very special guest joining us for the first time live on this broadcast.
Awesome.
So she's going to get a chance to talk with, yes, Nicole Marie, me, Carrie Hines, and, of course, Michael Hopkins will be, and Michael will be with us coming up in about 15 minutes or so. You'll get a chance to chat with him as well.
Awesome.
As we bring you the talk of the morning. I can't wait to hear our talk of the morning, which is our round table, if you will, things that we discover, the host of the program discover on the internet or whatever that we might think you might like to hear about. And if you have
right.
one of your own, press one and let us know. And that would be really great. And, of course, each day, especially about this time of the show, you guys know that the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And you know, you absolutely know how it is that we bring you a lot of live talk in the show. And we kick off each day about this time with something called, I say, with inspiration and hope. And Nicole, Marie, you usually take that over and do a presentation called Hope of the Day. So why don't we go ahead and get started with this? This is what you guys need out there each morning, so you don't want to miss that. Nicole Marie, please tell everybody what Hope of the Day is all about.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what each and every one of us go through on a day-to-day basis, there's always hope. That positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share Hope of the Day for this Fan Day Friday for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is lose the pretense. We are only truly content as our authentic selves. We wear our pretenses for protection or because we fear we won't fit in. They are temporary disguises that usually mask our better, real selves. Reveal the genuine you and embrace it. So very, very important. What do you think about that, Carrie?
I love it. I do. I think that you should reveal the real you, and you should embrace all of you, but particularly the real you. You know, many of us hide behind a facade of what, especially in this day of social media and others and the like, we're not really ourselves. We're afraid that we won't be liked.
Right.
We're
won't
afraid that we won't get
right.
life.
Won't be accepted. And yes.
Won't be accepted. And so you have to pretend to be someone that you're not. And I'm going to tell you guys, yeah, it's very sad. I've never tried to fit in or try to be liked or accepted by people, particularly, I was trying to think back, that's usually something that happens in most folks' 20s, where everything that is about your friends and, you know, just, you know, whatever that
yeah,
you're
you
into.
Yeah, you just follow
is,
along.
Right. You want to follow along. You want to get along. You want to be liked. As you start to get a little older, that becomes a whole lot less important.
You see that those people who are not the group you want to fit in with, and, you know, you're moving on with your life and your interests and things that you're doing.
Exactly. And so I love that. Yeah, you do need to, you kind of need to peel back the layers, learn who you are, accept who you are. And I think we do a whole bunch of clips on that during the day. You know, shine your own light.
That's it.
Focus
Live
on
your
yourself
best life.
And accomplishing your goals. Absolutely.
Right.
And
don't try to be like somebody else. Because there's only one.
Yeah, that
you.
Doesn't work out
be
too well.
You. No, it
exactly.
doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. And while we're at it, that social media stuff, you look on social media, you think everybody's living better than you are.
Right. So fabulous.
You're like, oh, what's going on? How come I'm not doing so well? And they're off gallivanting all over the world. Listen, I learned a long time ago. I don't know how come things like that, I just have better sense about. You know, I already know
it's not
that social media.
All that.
No, you know, I think it was Shania Twain who sang a song that impressed me much or whatever. I think that's a line from one of her songs. Yeah, I'm not impressed about all that. You know, and folks also usually put only things that make them look good on social media. You don't often see where... you know, I'd love to get on social media and see, oh, I just can't pay that electric bill today. Oh, my car note missed a payment or two.
The real life.
My car has been repossessed. You know, we got to move. You know, you just don't see those things. So you have to understand that already. You're looking at a certain segment of society that feels that they should put things that they're positive about, and there's nothing against that. Folks put things that they want to, you know, want people to be happy for them about. I get it. So you just have to learn to take it with a grain of salt and use it for entertainment purposes.
Exactly. Exactly.
But don't feel, I don't like that we sometimes will feel jealous or envious of somebody who seems to be. You don't know what the person is going through. Person may be worse off than you. So do not envy people. Don't wish them bad things. Be happy for them. It tells you, if you really think about it, if you look and see what a person posts up and people, different people, it tells you a lot about their psychology. It tells you where they are. It really does.
Right.
And I can sit and figure out real quickly what's going on by looking at what folks post about. You know, so
and a lot
I wish
of times,
them well.
Carrie,
yeah.
A lot of times when people are posting, they're looking for validation. They're looking for those likes and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Well, that and in my case, new business. So that's why I post all the time. I don't need your validation, people, but I do need your business. So here's the thing. Yeah, no, I'm just teasing, but you're absolutely right. You know, but I think everybody's looking for the validation, but sometimes it gets out of hand. I think the validation comes that we're
validation for the wrong reason.
Oh, right. No, I understand what your point is. But the validation in that we are looking to be liked. That was getting liked. The social media company they've already figured out our shortcomings on that. And so that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, I hope these are things that, you know, that we can keep a handle on. And thank you for that wonderful talk and hope of the day. Always love listening to the hope lead off of our mid-show coverage.
Kicks us off for the day.
It does just that. Well, listen, coming up at about 8 o'clock is, so that's about 40 minutes from now, lady who has never been on live, although you've listened to our interview thousands of times, literally hundreds of times on the show, Ms. Crystal Wright. She is, to me, she's legendary in her own right already. So I cannot wait. She came out of the world of, you know, being an agent, helping folks to land parts, you know, to land work, rather, behind the scenes in film and makeup and hair and beauty and all of that. And so, but I understand that she's kind of switched gears. We're going to talk about that coming up at 8 o'clock. And you don't want to miss it. She's a power broker. Now, she is a power broker out there. So real happy to get Crystal right. And then we've got some big news about Crystal even a little later. So we're going to do all that today. And we'll be live. So it doesn't get any better than that. Got a few updates for you to talk about today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to just, I'm sitting here yesterday, you know, you guys know I live, I always say this, the Hair Radio Morning Show, you guys spend 3 hours with us each day.
Right.
From 6 to 9 o'clock Eastern, 5 to 8 Central Time. But we really are the Hair Radio Morning Show all day, every day.
Every day, all day. Oh, yeah.
And so, yes, I'm sitting here. Not at all. And I go downstairs and I see a package from Just Salon Towels. And
right.
I bring it upstairs to my wonderful studio here. And I open it up and I'm looking at it right now. It's a beautiful, beautiful sample of Just Salon Towels, which you guys heard the commercial. They're treated with bleach resistant protection, and I just love it. They sent me the hand towel size so it could fit into the mail. And it's
nice.
Wonderful, wonderful Eurocal, bleach resistant, 100% cotton. It's ring spun cotton. And I just loved it. I got it. I had to get on. It was late going into the evening. I said, I got to get a message over to Just Salon Towels to thank them. Mm. Oh, I'm just loving it. I'm loving it. I have it right now. I'm just great, crazy about it. And so Just Salon Towels, yeah, here's where they benefit you guys. If you have a hair salon and a barbershop, you don't even need those things. If you do hair at your house, okay, if you do any of those things, if you're an at-home stylist, you can still order from Just Salon Towels. Simply go to their website at www.justsalontowels.com, just like it sounds, justsalontowels.com, and their whole deal is there. Let them know you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show so that they can give you a special deal and work it out. And work it out. I just love them. We're also going to catch up with them and see if we can get them over to our wonderful, wonderful new magazine. We're going to talk about Afrolock in just a bit.
Great.
But really good stuff. Yeah. So I just love them. We want to shout them out this morning. The other couple things that I do want to mention, at the events, we got to talk about folks' events. You guys heard from Keisha Moore this morning. Yeah, Keisha Moore
Callie
is Braid. The lady behind Callie Braids. That's right, out in California, where she does competition show, a live competition show. And usually she gets her competitors on our broadcast. I'm waiting for, I think we get to chat with one a little later today, but you guys will hear it next week. So we'll talk about that as time moves along. But yeah, Keisha, we want her to do well. I'm going to try to repost her wonderful flyer. Her show is right around the corner. It's in June. Oh, goodness. We're going to get all the details and share a little bit more. And that's just one event. We literally are helping two folks to promote their event, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. Well, Callie Braids,
awesome.
Of course, is out in California. But, Nicole Marie, I bet you'll never guess what's the second event that we are promoting live in August on the 13th of
that event
coming up.
It's in New York City.
Oh, yeah. is New York happening right here in, I believe it's happening right here in Brooklyn, New York. But yeah, it's happening in New York City, and it's all about the four types of textures of our hair. And I'm super excited about it. I think it's going to be fantastic. So, and it's an award ceremony. And so it doesn't get any better than TextureStyleAwards.com. TextureStyleAwards.com. So you want to go check it out. And that's really where we are. So Cali Braids coming up in June, you guys. Definitely want to check her out. You can Google that as well. And we're super excited and proud of her. So again, her event is June 4th. There's over $3,000 in cash and prizes and all of that. And she's doing a competition show. And we're just excited for her. We really are. And it doesn't get much better than that. So we wish her well. And there'll be some more folks on from Cali Braids in the days to come. Here on the East Coast in New York, again, coming up in August, is the Texture Style Awards. So it's TextureStyleAwards.com. They have complete information there. You can check them out. And super excited about that. So those are pretty good. Now, I want to kind of take a little bit of a break. We'll be back, and when we come back, we're going to try to work in the irrepressible, the accredited. You guys heard Michael and Nicole. We were all talking about community early in the first hour in the broadcast. We're going to revisit that topic a little bit. Michael will be with us in just a bit. Again, he's the host of the Vet Talk radio show. You guys know him well. That airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, right here as part of our wheelhouse and our wonderful presentations each day here. So good to have you with us out there, and it's Fan Day Friday. Coming up at 8, Ms. Crystal Wright. Yeah, so we're going to just take a little bit of a music break and a little bit of a break in general, just some little commercial stuff, and we'll be back. And we just thank you so much for being with us. Stay with us, everybody. We've got a long way to go this morning. Stay with us.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
What I've enjoyed doing all my life. For my little girl, I always loved messing with my sisters. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
I feel good. Now when I do it again, maybe pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Well, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100.
How about that? Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRAG checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Carrie, you dancing? I said, now what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, just want to do something.
All right. It's Friday morning, May 12th of 2023. It's our show number 853. We're live today at 7:34 New York time. 7:34 and Central time zone. That's 6:34 in the morning. I want to say thank you guys for joining us. As you do, we're here till 9 o'clock today. And coming up in about a half hour, as I said, we've got the incredible Crystal Wright, who's back on our show for the first time. Actually, this is her, truly her first time being live, so we can't wait for that. Let me get our amazing co-stars on. We'll get some music and things on a little bit later. Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins is joining us now. Michael, you're down in the beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and I'm, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. So, yeah. So, it sounds like we're all in the same room. That's what's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And it is a beautiful sunny day down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that. So
well, we have rain in Mississippi, Michael.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah. Well, today it's supposed to get in the high 80s up here in Brooklyn, New York area. So we're shouting out fans to where
nice.
You guys are. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm very pleased. The weather is going to be an amazing May day. This is kind of reminds me, for several years, it had become a lot colder during this time of the year. This is really quite a wonderful surprise, so I'm real happy about that. Hey, got to talk to you guys about what we've got going on. Remember, and of course, Michael, we're going to get to our favorite part of our wonderful talk of the morning in just a bit. But yeah, I want to talk about Afrolog. I really am looking forward to doing an Afrolog podcast. About the magazine. You know, and some people still asking me. Yeah, I think so too. About the covers. And how was I inspired about the covers? Who did the covers? So I just want to say thank you. First of all, you can see all the different covers at afrolockmagazine.com. And Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. Nicole Marie, Michael, can you guys guess what our tagline is for the magazine? Over at Afrolock, we're going to give you guys a wonderful Afrolock quiz this morning. So,
Black on Black culture.
Yeah. Did Nicole Marie, we need a bell, Nicole Marie.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, thank you, Michael, for that sound effect. She got it. Nicole Marie, good job. It's a lock on Black culture. Now, Michael, can you tell us what that might mean?
Wow, Carrie. Very much so. Very much so. Yes, yes. With Afro Lock, that lock on black culture, that it just means, in my humble opinion, it just means that we as black people, African Americans here in the United States of America, we have a lock on our culture. It can't be taken away. It can't be duplicated. It can't be anything. We have a lock on our culture. Back to you, Carrie Hines.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with that. I agree with that. Nicole Marie, anything you want to add to that? And I'll tell you a little bit more about that.
Yes, just to add to what Michael said, just having a lock on what we are all about, our culture, our cultural identity. We just have a lock on it. We focus on it. We celebrate it. We embrace it. So just all of those things, all in one.
Yeah, you know, and I do want to address this. I appreciate that and perfectly said for you guys. Thank you. That's correct. Afrolock magazine, those are the things that we're about, and I think they said it best. I had one lady who had, she mentioned to me, well, what about inclusivity? I don't think she meant any harm, and I wasn't sure I quite understood what she meant, but I believe she was inferring, what about including Caucasians and other folks of other communities in the magazine? Right. And here's my take on it. First of all, everything that we do is for everybody.
Right.
Inclusivity is already a part of who we are. All that we're saying is that here's the focus on our daily lives, because I've never known folks that just don't use good judgment or common sense. We're living in a world where we have two divergent cultures. We're different. It's okay to embrace our differences and be, we're all of the human race, and we work together and learn together, and that's, to me, building the right blocks to success.
Right.
And so we appreciate our Afro culture, and that's what we've got to lock on. It's not an agenda. It's not some narrative that, again, is told by folks who are not even a part of this community, but usually talks of a narrative that is excluding folks. And what happens? Like, say, in the case of New York, where the, you know, makes folks think that it's okay to kill somebody or to chokehold someone because the fellow happened to be homeless and they threatened. And the guy who did the chokehold wasn't even threatened by the fella. The guy didn't charge anybody, didn't do anything. And so, and they did not want to bring charges against this fella for doing that. And again, because there's such a low threshold for appreciation of folks, especially who are on hard times or who seemingly to be homeless, it just reminds me, and the company just reminds me of that story when you guys came to New York for our event in March.
Yeah,
and we were, Nicole Marie, Katrina Jones from Texas, Nicole's husband, Mr. Luther, was with us, and we came across a gentleman on the train.
Subway,
taking the subway, that's right. And you just can't judge folks. I mean, my gosh, it's just like folks, they leave their brains in. What's going on in this society that we're just so foolish? Good grief. Can't think to save our lives. Just leave people alone. Leave them alone. They're already fighting battles, obviously.
Right.
And so we've got to learn that. It's sad. I'm just hoping that this show is a reminder to respect everybody. Respect. My goodness. All these folks that see the migrant issue going on, respect people. Respect each other. And if you start out by respecting yourself, it'll make it a whole lot easier to do that.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you know, I gotta go in every so often on these things, guys. Absolutely gotta go in on them.
True.
Okay. So we are gonna. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we shift it up a little bit? We gotta do talk in the mornings, but we'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back coming up in about 15 minutes or so. The one and only Miss Crystal Wright. So we're going to have you guys to stay with us, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right. Nicole Marie, we have got to talk about this amazing trip all the way down to the Bahamas.
And we're talking about yes, we do.
So, yes, I really am so, so excited. It's something that we're sponsoring. Yeah. We put this together at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And essentially what it is, it's a five-day cruise. And I say cruise.
Yes. Now, cruising, right? Yes.
Yes, cruising the Bahamas. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And the complete details are at HAIRadio.com. So they're at our site. There's a big old tab that says Bahamas 5-Day Cruise. It has complete details. Right. It's a big old tab.
Yes.
So go there. And once you do, move down a little bit so you can see all the details. So it's Carnival Cruise Lines that's helping us to put this together. Again, it's Cruising the Bahamas, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Celebrate 1,000 live broadcasts.
1,000. Wow, Carrie.
So that's saying a lot, Montgomery. First of all,
what goes
through your mind when you think of us celebrating 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It is amazing, Carrie. You know, every day we do the shows and, you know, you announce the number of the show. But, we're just moving right along. But getting to 1,000 is just amazing.
That's amazing. And when you think
about
it.
I'm so excited about this.
Me too. Well, when you think about 1,000 and you think about the number of guests.
The number of guests that we've spoken with. Just the number of guests that we speak with, you know, in a week. But you think in 1,000 shows. The number of guests that we have on the show, the interviews that are done, it's just phenomenal. Just so many incredible people that we can come in contact with and talk with and interview, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. And Nicole, can you hear
my
sound there? For some reason, it sounds, I'm not sure if it's totally clear on my side, but yeah, double check. I'm excited about this. I really am. And just like you said, you're talking about the number of guests, the number of people who've been on. And again, this is not in, you know, my 28-year career in hair and beauty radio.
Right.
No, not at all. This is just in the last several years of this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm really, really excited. Yeah. So along the line with our big celebration, we want everybody to come out. We decided to, what's the best way we can kind of celebrate doing a virtual, not a virtual, I'm sorry, in-person hair
right.
event. Yes, we will be on the high seas. This is really important. You can see the entire schedule of where we start out. But just so that you've heard it from our mouths, and let me just go ahead and give you all the first step details on this. So we're honoring our 1,000th broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show's Cruising the Bahamas. We sail out on July 13th through July 18th, 2024, out of, get this now,
Miami,
that's right, from Miami, Florida. So we're and making sure everybody is aware that you got to get to Miami to get on the cruise ship. It's not out of New York
right.
City. It's out of Miami, Florida. So we're real excited about that. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it out of Miami is so that you could take advantage of a vacation within a vacation.
Right.
Miami,
there's so much to do right there.
Absolutely. It's always been one of my super favorite places. Yes, we have South Beach, which I always love to stay at South Beach or go, you know, walking around there. So this is a great, great thing. So, you know,
right.
get down to Miami a day or two early. I wanted to make sure and encourage everyone not to be trying to make the connection at the last minute from the airplane
right.
to the cruise ship. And trust me, and I know all about that. I can tell you firsthand. Working in the airlines, all about that. And so we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But
right.
yeah, I'm very,
well,
Carrie, very.
Let me tell you, I am going and my family is going. My children love Florida, love Miami, and we will be there a couple of days early, like you said, just to enjoy and just do some things
exactly.
there in Miami and in the area. And then get on the cruise and enjoy the cruise. So
absolutely.
Just encourage people, you know, bring your families. Bring
absolutely.
Them along. Make this your summer vacation.
Absolutely.
While the kids are out of school, bring your families.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the hotel information, and we'll have that added to the website at hairadio.com under that big old tab about the five-day cruise. So we're real excited. So, again, it's a get – well, we're saying to you, get away with or without the family for five
exactly.
days. Five incredible
sure
days of care, beauty, and community and entrepreneurship.
That's
it. We want to remind you of that. You can always reach out to us directly. Here's what I say. If you're interested in going, you need to take action ASAP. We have a finite number of rooms that are reserved. And let me – say what that means. That means we have a tiny, tiny amount of rooms. So if you don't call up, let us know ASAP that you want to go. This is not going to be something that's just going to be, oh, you can decide at the last minute. Not at all. You need to call our toll-free number right away and say, Carrie, we want to go on this cruise. What do we need to do? And when that happens, yeah, I'll give you the number to the cruise line, as well as a special booking code that you can only get from reaching out to us directly. And so
right.
that's important. If you call the cruise line without it, they're not going to be able to assist you with booking. So you have to first contact us at Hair Radio. And you can do that by calling 833-402-8882. Again, that's our number here at our office at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, that's our office line. It's toll free, 833-402-8882. So you call that number, let us know that you want to bring your family. And I think you were saying, Nicole Marie, that you're traveling with your family. So
yes, we are. My husband and children, we will all be in Miami and then cruising the Bahamas. That will be one of our summer vacations.
Yes. Now, you guys are not going to be squeezed into a two-room, two beds in one room. So how do you plan to work that out?
Well, I believe there is an option for us to have a suite where there's a little bit larger area if you have children that you're bringing,
yes.
Or if you adults that want to stay in a room together.
Right. Let me say this, because they don't really just say children, but let me be clear, because there's not really a special rate or anything like that.
Right.
But here's what we are doing. Here's what we are doing. I have reserved these particular rooms called Ocean View Rooms. And the Ocean View Rooms are the rooms that have a window that you can see outside and see the ocean view.
Right.
Absolutely. And so that's what I've reserved, several of those rooms. Now, if you do not wish to have that type of room, for the simple reason they have other options. There are some rooms that don't have any kind of window. Those are interior rooms. They have several of those. Now, they have other types of rooms on the cruise ship that are that have a balcony. They have other rooms that hold up to 4 and 5 individuals. The type of room that I have reserved for our special trip to the Bahamas are called the Ocean View Rooms, and the Ocean View Rooms can hold up to 2 individuals. So just wanted to make that very, very clear to everybody. So please be aware that the Ocean View Rooms hold up to 2 individuals. And if you wish to have one of the other type of rooms to accommodate your family, friends, whatever, let us know at Hair Radio when you call in to let us know that you want to take part. And also, absolutely, we'll tell you anyway and remind you to let the cruise line know when we give you the information that you need to get the details at the cruise line. Okay, so just wanted to go ahead. Now, speaking of which, Nicole Marie, this means that you need to take action ASAP. You got to take action
ASAP. Away.
Yeah, because we only have a small number of rooms. And that means that if those rooms that I have set aside are taken, well, they may be able to sell you a room on, you know, on the cruise ship, but it's not going to be at this
low price. But a different cost.
So please be aware, folks, and the way that you avoid that, and I've seen it happen. This has happened before when I gave like a big hair show, and the hotel gave us a special rate, and folks waited around, and, you know, just because they had rooms available doesn't mean that they're going to hold all their low, you know, give them, you know, lose money because we wait around till the last minute. So they don't operate like that. So get as soon as you decide.
If you're interested, call now. Yes.
Call now. Again, our number to dial is the 833-402-8882. That's at the Hair Radio office. And then tell us that you want to go on this trip. And also tell us who is going, how many folks are going to be traveling with you. And we'll just remind you that what type of room we've reserved. Again, it's the Ocean View. That's the only type we've reserved. Now, if you want something else, you have to let us know and let them know as well. Now, the pricing. We've not talked about this. So the pricing per person, and this is, again, based on a two-person's room called the Ocean View, and that is
$833.38,
$833.38. Now, for that, remember, it's based on two persons in a room, so you really have to double that, and that's essentially what the price of that trip costs for the two individuals in one room. So again, if you're taking on one of those other suites or rooms or balconies or any other option, then they'll give you whatever price that is based on their availability. But for us and what we have set aside, that's what we've set aside. So if you want something additional or other than, then you'll have to let them know. Now, $833.38, that does include the fees. So it's essentially times two, but it's even a little bit less because the taxes, the fees and the port expenses and all of that it'll be a little bit less than 833.38 times 2. So that's really good. You'll still come out on top a little bit on that. So I'm real happy about that. So again, the Ocean View rooms hold up to 2 persons. Now for me, I'm traveling alone. So what I'm going to do is pay the 833.38 twice, because that's what I got to do in order to have the rooms to myself. So I don't have anybody else just yet. I'm sure some of you guys out there will want to join me in the and save a little bit. You get a nice free room because I'll be paying for it. 833.38 is what I have to pay for each person. So for the each of us.
Right.
And so just if you have any questions. Now, does that make sense, Nicole Marie?
It does make sense, Gary. Make sense.
Now,
the main thing is,
yes,
if you're interested, call now. Do not wait.
I agree 100%.
Call. Yes.
And again, the dates that we're cruising out, July 13th through July 18th of 2024. So this happens in 2024. Let me be clear of that. So not in this year, 2023. It's next year. So that gives you some time to get it together. But the first thing, the most important step you can take, which is contacting us, as Nicole Marie just pointed out, and calling our 833-402 number, 8882. Might as well just go ahead and say the rest of that. Give us a call, and then we'll give you the booking code. But please be aware that you need to put down what really amounts to $50 for the room. If it's just 2 people going, then it needs to be $50 for that room. Okay,
right.
So that's important. And then those funds get applied to the...
towards your balance.
Exactly, the balance that you have a good amount of time to kind of pay off.
Right.
And I love
right.
that.
You can pay month by month or however you would like to pay,
exactly.
that balance by 2024.
And I call it
plenty of time.
Exactly. I call it the helpful layaway payment plan. It's little by little. Exactly.
Little
and
little.
Listen to this. You're not paying those funds to Carrie Hines or to the Hair Radio Morning Show or even Nicole Marie.
Right.
No, those funds are going straight to the Carnival Cruise Line. So you deal and talk with Carnival directly, and you pay them, not us. So I just want to make that clear. No funds are coming to our pocket. That's going to Carnival.
Right.
Now, we
what
have
getting
not...
from the Hair Radio Morning Show is the booking code.
Exactly. The
before
important
call
booking
from Carnival.
Code.
Right.
Yes. We'll give you that when you reach out to our to Hair Radio at our toll-free number. We'll provide you with the booking code, because without it, the cruise line will not be able to assist you. They will not be able to book you. So don't call them first. You got to call Hair Radio first. There's no getting around that. And we'll tell you what to do next. Now, the itinerary, first of all, let me be the first to say the name of this incredible vessel is called the Carnival Sunrise. So we're so excited. That's the name of the cruise ship. It's the Carnival Sunrise. So I'm super excited. Yeah, it's larger than what I've been on in the past. So it's really beautiful and gorgeous, gorgeous. So we're starting the cruise out on our journey for this big 5 days. It's a 5-day cruise. On Saturday, July 13th of 2024, the port to call, it's starting up Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida. I want to make sure that's clear. Departs at 3:30 in the afternoon from Miami. That's when the cruise ship is going to be leaving out. So this is not something, you know, for you guys that you can make a tight connection. You need to be down there like 3 hours in advance. Please make sure before that cruise ship is leaving, or they will leave without you. So just to be clear, the itinerary for the Carnival Sunrise is as follows. Saturday, July 13th, 2024, departs at 3:30 out of Miami, arrives in Nassau, the Bahamas, on Sunday, July 14th, 2024, at 8 a.m. in the morning. stays there all day and leaves out at 5 in the afternoon out of Nassau, the Bahamas. And then they're just a cruising. You're cruising in between. Monday, July 15th, 2024, you arrive in Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. That's at 7:30. Now, that's just so that you guys know, Half Moon Cay is a private island that a lot of the cruise ships use, so I want to make sure that's clear. And you arrive at 7:30 in the morning, and you stay there pretty much all day until about 3:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, so very important. If the ship is docked, then you get to walk around and all that stuff. Tuesday, July, you arrive in Grand Turk at 11 in the morning, and you stay until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when it leaves out from Grand Turk. Now, Grand Turk is like Turks and Caicos, and so, one of the, it's like the capital of that area, but it's so amazing, and we're just so excited, and it's the Bahamas, as you expect. And so, on Wednesday, July 17th of 2024, it's a complete day at sea. Now, for me, I love the days when we don't actually go out. I love being on the cruise ship. I absolutely love it.
There's so much to do.
It's my favorite
thing. I love it.
I know everybody is different. Some folks like to go and be adventurous and all that, but I love staying on the cruise ship. Even though I will go out into Nassau and the Bahamas and all that, but I can't wait till the day at sea. And so we're planning on something special on that Wednesday, July 17th, for the complete day at sea. Then, of course, on Thursday, all good things must come to an end. So on Thursday, July 18th, 2024, we arrive back in Miami, Florida. Back in Miami, Florida, at 8 a.m. in the morning. So the reason that we set up the times as we have, so that, and I talked a little bit about traveling, being in the airline industry for a long time. So I'm very much familiar with folks who used to try to make connections. And here's what I say. Do not make it a tight connection, meaning that our cruise ship leaves out of Miami at 3:30 that afternoon on Saturday. Now, first of all, it's a Saturday. Things are a little different in operating on a weekend, so be aware of that.
Right.
Be aware of how far your hotel is. Likely we'll all be staying at the same hotel. We'll be sharing all that info soon. But and you can probably find it at hairadio.com. But just bear in mind that you want to find out, do your due diligence, see how far and things, how close things are and all of that. You want to have a plan. So the cruise ship leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. My suggestion is that you want to be on your way there at 12 noon.
Right.
That's
you've
what
got plenty of time. Right.
Yes.
You never know how traffic is going to be.
Traffic.
You never know if there's an accident or what.
Or all of that. And then the cruise line themselves have all kinds of protocols and things that they do. So they want you there early. So noon, start heading on over to this cruise ship. And at least at 3:30 in the afternoon, if you do that, you'll be in great shape. Do not wait to fly in from wherever you're planning to fly in from, or even drive in that at that point. I think you're going to be just making it. No, not the thing to do. My suggestion, that's why we chose Miami to be the port to call, because we wanted you to be able to, you know, come in a day or two earlier, so you'll already be there. There's no problem. Okay, so that's important. And I'm super excited. I really am. I think this is going to be great. Now, 3:30 in the afternoon was the time that we talked about the cruise ship leaving out of Miami, headed to Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, what about the return trip? It arrives at, back in Miami after the 5 days. It arrives back on the fifth day, that Thursday on the 18th at about 8 in the morning into Miami. So the reason that we made sure of the time that we thought would be beneficial is that 8 o'clock in the morning arrival in Miami gives you the entire day to catch a flight. It really does.
Exactly.
And it also prevents you from having to pay for another hotel stay. So going down, you might want to stay and spend a little extra few days there at nights or what have you. But coming back, so that's why if we had planned a late arrival into Miami, then you run the risk of being so late that you're stuck and have
right.
to pay for a hotel. So by getting in 8 in the morning, you'll be plenty of time to catch your flight. Now, my suggestion, if you know that the cruise ship gets in at 8, sometimes I've been on a cruise before, sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late. So I would suggest that you make a trip out from Miami no earlier than noon. I say shoot for...
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, May 12th of 2023. It is about 8:11 New York time, 7:11 if you're out in Central Time Zone. And we're not going to quite say what it is out on the Pacific West Coast, but it's a little early out there. We just are so happy to have our next guest. She actually is out there on the Pacific West Coast. We're going to talk to her. Her name is Crystal Wright. And it's been a very, very, very long time that we're just so happy to have Crystal Wright back on our show. You guys have heard her right here many, 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 many times. But, Crystal, I've got to – first of all, let me just welcome you to the live broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's number one.
Well,
so good morning to you. We're going to talk everything about where you've been, what you've been up to, and all that wonderful good stuff. But good morning.
Good morning. It is early here on the coast.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because I usually announce the time and the East Coast and then Central Time. So I kind of leave it there. I don't usually say anything else because oftentimes we'll have our California guests on, and I just feel so sorry our West Coast guests and. You know, and that they got to get up so early to do this. But this is just a testament to your commitment to your craft and what you're doing. And so we're just so happy to have you with us. I really have to say, this has been a long time coming. You have to be one of the most sought-after guests on the show. And I'll tell you why, Crystal. Way back when, I had created the Hair Radio Show back in the 90s. Everybody knows that. But we were on all different types of radio stations from AM and FM. I syndicated the show from New York, from Newark, New Jersey to New York City, a different station, Philadelphia and Atlanta. And if that wasn't enough, came back and started way back when a 24-hour radio network. And that's when you were kind enough to do an interview with us. And I had no idea that we would later create a three-hour morning version of the Hair Radio Show, which is this. And that's what we did back in 2015. It became a morning show, kind of like Steve Harvey and all that other kind of stuff. And so with that, we played your interview. And so many folks have your interview here resonated with so many people. And I actually just loved it. So I want to just get on. I'm going to see if I can just get on about 60 seconds of it, which is our intro, because I can't skip here since we're online. But I want you to hear a little bit of what you sounded like then, because I don't really remember this interview.
that we were so
crazy about here. That you develop a whole fan base that you probably didn't even know you had. So I'm going to play just a little bit of that. I'm going to leave your mic open so you can hear and you can talk and all that wonderful good stuff. So, folks, this is well about a good 10 years ago that Crystal did this for us. So take a listen and we'll talk.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a special guest on the line, actually coming to us from the wonderful world of Hollywood out in Los Angeles, California. She is Crystal Wright. Crystal, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm glad to be here.
Terrific. Well, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to tell the folks, you are the person behind this amazing book called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, in addition to, of course, being the artistic director of the Crystal Agency.
Oh, you make it sound so good.
Well, it is good, and I want you to tell our listeners why. Tell us a little bit more about the Crystal Agency, and then we'll talk about the book.
Okay, well,
okay.
The Crystal Agency.
You know what? That's a good point, Crystal. So we're back live. What was it like to hear yourself way back when? Right here on the Hair Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. I was totally shocked. I was totally shocked.
But yes, you inspired a lot of folks. And I remember leading off about the book and talking about that it was the Bible of the industry. I remember that. And you were just a great person to talk to. And then when we became a three-hour version of the show back, as I said, in January, actually, of 2015, now we're at, today marks our 853rd show of this morning version. So we've been really stick-to-itive kind of people, since the first time we chatted. So, again, you helped to build the Hair Radio Show, I say, and we're just so happy. You, Cheryl Morrow, there have been a couple of folks who have just been so instrumental in what we were doing, because early on, Crystal, there was nobody really doing hair and beauty talk on radio. They were like, radio? What's that? How can you talk about? That's what I used to get. But now with the ushering in of podcasts, it's just blown open for us, and we're so happy. So that's the setup for you, Crystal Wright. And again, welcome, and it's good to have you with us this morning.
Well, it is absolutely my pleasure to be here. And 853rd show. So what you just told me, that's my
number. Yes. Funny is that the guest stars always remember their show numbers. So they're like, well, I was on show number 614. I was on 732. I was on this. I was on that. So, yes, your number today is 853. You're going to have to play that in one of those lottery things out there.
I'm telling you, I'm going to take that with me to the Seattle lottery, because, you know, I'm out here in Seattle, Washington. I'm going to have to take that number with me. But you know what? You were right when you talked about, you just said, we've been here a long time. Consistency is everything.
Yes, I love that. And persistency.
Well, exactly. And persistence. Persistence and consistency are everything. Because most people don't stay long enough to get to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Mm.
They give up right before they get there.
Yes. You know what, Crystal? You really just said a mouthful. You're absolutely right that most folks do not stay quite long enough. And it is difficult. And especially for this community, it's very challenging. I believe that we can be a bit more supportive than we have been. Let's say that and get that on out there. But Crystal, I want to talk a little bit about first your amazing career. I have always loved that you have helped folks, especially those who are trying to get into the entertainment spectrum, you know, that side of it. The folks who are doing the hair and the beauty and providing those types of services for the folks. And we've had some of them on our show, let me just say that. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But so tell us, how did that come about and why was that always so important to you to help those folks who were interested in the hairstylist, makeup artists, and all of that?
Well, you know, I was an account exec at Xerox.
Wow.
I was an account exec at Xerox. I went to a party at Muhammad Ali's house, met a photographer, and quit my job. And that is how I got into the business. It was all by chance. It was all by chance. I wanted to do something else, and I met this photographer, and I was smitten with the career that he was describing.
The freedom, yeah.
I had never heard of such a thing. I mean, I was a little girl from Tacoma, Washington. There was no such thing as a photographer's rep. And so I quit my job, and I went to represent him, and I worked with him for a little while, and he fired me very unceremoniously. And it was only a week after he fired me, a week or two, that his makeup artist asked me to be her agent. And I thought she was crazy. Well, I thought all creative people were crazy, actually. And after he had fired me. And so I said, no, I wouldn't do it. And yesterday I was watching something, and they were talking about Janet Jackson and the Control album. And when the makeup artist came to me, she had a little piece of paper in her hand, and when I said I was not going to represent her, I was going back to corporate America, she said, okay, but would you just do this one thing for me, because you're so good at negotiating. And that one thing was for me to negotiate her deal on the Janet Jackson music video that was coming up, that was part of the Control album. And that's how I started business. That's how I got
started. And that was that. No turning back.
There was no turning back.
That was it.
There was no, and I was telling somebody yesterday that when I first started and I negotiated the deal, and what you would get from the artist at that time was 15%. I didn't even know I was supposed to charge the production company another 15% on top.
So, right, so it didn't come out of the artist's money.
No. You still got paid by the artist, but you also got paid by the client.
Oh, another 15%? Well, see, I wouldn't have known that either. Wow. Wow.
So basically,
well, that's why you are the czar, Crystal.
I left all that money on the table. Oh. I left all the money on the table. So a few months after that, I had to borrow $1,500 from Tara, the makeup artist, just to keep myself afloat while I tried to go down the pavement and get her job. But the bottom line is that it all worked out.
Right.
And as
but
I
you know
look,
what? Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. As you look.
No,
please. Finish that.
As I look back, my first fashion stylist was a woman by the name of Michelle Cole. She went on to be the costume designer on, what was that TV show where they had the Fly Girls, of which J-Lo was
In Living Color.
In Living Color.
Was it in,
she went
In
Living Color, and was the first deal I ever negotiated, but she just finished up on Black-ish.
Wow. She really has made a career. So look what you've done. Look what you've done, Crystal. Impressive. And so impressive. And you guys, Crystal's a long career in this industry. And not only that, let me just quickly say, and then we're going to get Nicole Marie and my amazing co-star here, but I love your tidbits, I call them tidbits, that you put out to the world. And you really let folks have it on things they need to be thinking about or doing. I love your clips. They're just fabulous. If you guys have not seen them, they're out there. We're going to try to get Crystal back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to provide you some much-needed inspiration in and out of the business and so much. Now, I know that Nicole Marie wants to chime on in with what you're working on these days, because I believe there's been a little bit of a shift. So we're going to talk about all of that in just a moment. Let me see if we can get Miss Nicole Marie. Now, she comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi, all the way in Water Valley, Mississippi, Crystal. So let me see if we can get on. Nicole Marie, Michael, are you there this morning? Are you still there, Nicole Marie?
I am here. Yes, I am listening. I'm here. Good morning, morning, Miss Crystal.
Yes.
Good morning.
Let me see. Have we lost you, Miss Crystal Wright? Let me see if we can get a hold of Crystal. Sometimes we have some little techie issues going on. But what we're going to do, there's Crystal. Okay, I see you, Ms. Crystal Wright. Crystal Wright, meet Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Hello, Nicole Marie. Very nice to meet you.
How are you this morning? Nice to meet you as well. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm doing just fine this morning at almost 5:30 in the morning here.
Wonderful.
Wow,
wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me first say
Nicole Marie is 1 hour behind. I'm in New York, so
I'm in Central Time.
But
Central Standard Time. Yes.
We're talking three different time zones this morning. That's amazing. I'm sorry. Nicole, you go ahead, take it away.
Well, let me just say, you know, I've heard your other interviews, your clips, and just listening to you this morning, let me just say you are such an inspiration. Here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm all about girl power, young girls, women, just stepping out and living their best life, just doing things that, you know, things that you want to do. Just empowering each other, building up each other. And let me just say what an inspiration that you are to the girl power movement, first of all.
I am in the movement. I am here for it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So my first question to you is, you are now doing freelance. And my question is, what exactly is a freelance business, and how exactly does it work?
Oh, okay. That's a great question. So, you know, I think freelancing has been going on for years. And essentially what it means is that you are an entrepreneur, but you are an entrepreneur without a bunch of employees, so that you are primarily, you are working by yourself for yourself. And it also means you are your accountant, you are your marketing person, you are doing all of the things. You're going out and accepting a job in whatever your chosen profession is. Maybe it's makeup, it's hair, it's wardrobe, it's graphic design, you know. And freelancing, I think, got really popular during the, now that we have this thing called the gig economy. You know, you started hearing a lot about freelancing with Uber. All of a sudden, the word freelancing was everywhere. But it's been around for, you know, forever. It's just that if you're a freelance makeup artist, you're not only going to do the job, but prior to the job, you're sending over your contract. You've got to get that signed before you go to work. At the end of the job, you're also then sending over an invoice. Then you're chasing up your money. And then you're putting yourself out there on social media. You're sending out, you know, marketing materials in the mail. All of those things are what a freelancer does. A freelancer is just an independent contractor.
Wow. The
fancy name.
Okay.
Factor.
In your opinion, what are some essential skills that a person would need to be successful as, you know, having a freelance business?
Well, you know, it's what Carrie and I were talking about earlier, and that is consistency.
Consistency.
One of the things is being consistent. I think one of the challenges for a lot of freelance artists, hair, wardrobe styles, graphic designers, is that the idea that they have to now sell themselves and put themselves out there, they often don't realize that reaching out to somebody one time is not enough. I always say one phone call is not even an effort, because most people would spend more time telephone driving their car around to look for a pair of shoes to go with a dress to wear to a party than they will when it comes to following up with a client to get booked on a job.
Right.
Wow.
And
that
so
incredible.
The stick-to-itiveness that's necessary and taking artists a lot of times feel like when somebody doesn't call them back, they've been rejected. It's not rejection. People are just busy.
Right.
And so you have to follow up, and you have to follow through. And you have to follow up and follow through. And I always quote something I heard in advertising, and it's the rule of nine. Means
what
that... You don't even get permission to give up until you've reached out to somebody nine times.
Wow.
Because people don't even remember your name until they've heard it six times. And it's that thing about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. If you make two or three phone calls and give up, and then 6 months later, you decide to call that person back, you're no longer making the fourth or fifth phone call. You're making the first phone call all over again.
Wow. Very important. I love that. I love that. So for someone
that... Oh, go ahead, Nicole Marie, please.
No, I just had one more question, Carrie. I was going to ask, so someone that doesn't have any experience, but they're interested in stepping out into the business, what advice would you have for them to land their first client?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, the first thing you have to do is put together a portfolio, because you have to have something to show people. Now, with the advent of social media, if you Creektagram and you start posting your images to Instagram and you curate the images. And what do we mean by that? We mean organizing the images that you're using to represent yourself and present yourself. Curate them in such a way that they wow people and get their attention. Then that is one of the quickest ways to put yourself out there in front of people to start to get noticed so you can start to get work. The thing about social media, though, is remembering who it is you are trying to attract. A lot of times, makeup artists or hairstylists forget that they need to attract clients, and they build something that just attracts other makeup artists and hairstylists.
Oh, my, you are right. Wow.
Right? So it's not just that you have to put the images out there, and I always say professionalism is a real thing.
Yes.
I did a was it yesterday? 5:30 in the morning. I've lost track of the days. Was it Wednesday or Thursday? Anyway, I did an interview with an agent in New York. His name is E. Rodney Davis, and he owns Basic White Shirt. That's the name of his agency that represents
Basic
artists.
Shirt.
And wow. he recently had done a Zoom talk for a makeup school. And one of the students asked him, what is the best way for me to approach you? And he said, with confidence. With confidence is the best way to approach me. Right? And what I said is confidence equals courage. Confidence equals courage. And professionalism. You have the courage to put yourself out there, and taking the action of doing it is what starts to build your confidence. But even if you have the courage to step out there and you step out there incorrectly, and that means without professionalism, you still lose.
Right.
Courage plus professionalism equals confidence.
I love that.
If you approach
somebody,
him, and you go to hand him your resume or share with him your Instagram or your online portfolio, and he sees raggedy images and names and words spelled wrong on your resume, then your presentation lacks professionalism. And nobody is going to pay you $1,500 a day for that.
True.
Oh, my. Crystal. I didn't think you were going to be able to go in at 5 o'clock
there.
In the morning your time.
Oh, yeah. She's going all the
Great
way in.
Question.
I love it.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. Yes, just outstanding. Yes. Crystal Wright, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. This is the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Friday, May 12th of 2023, hour show number 853. And my guest is someone who's returning to our airwaves for the first time in probably a decade. It is the irrepressible and legendary at this point. I'm just going to go ahead and throw the L word on out there, Miss Crystal Wright. We appreciate you and welcome back.
Yes.
Welcome back to your home.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm excited to hear all about this. I'm glad Nicole Marie kind of threw some questions in there about the freelancing aspect of what you're doing these days. And it's hard to get started on stuff. It's just hard. So to me, I find your clips to be truly inspirational. And so much so, I said, Crystal does not know, but we throw this in here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You've been inspiring people while you've been sipping tea and eating breakfast and had no idea. Well, listen, this is one of your clips that I just love here on the broadcast. Take a listen, folks.
You wake up and your house is a mess, and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some Post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a Post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Wow, Crystal Wright, back live. Good. I love it. Now you see what we're talking about. Now you hear why we just love you so much here on the show. Now, who in the heck, who's Stewie? Every time I play it, like, who in the world is Stewie?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Stewie and I are about to celebrate 10 years together on October 3rd.
Oh, my God. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How awesome is that? Well, we're shouting him out this morning. Just let him know we're shouting him out on our show.
I met Stewie online.
Wow.
I met Stewie online on eHarmony. He lived, was living in LA, and he lived in the United Kingdom, where he still lives.
The UK.
The UK. And I'm going there. I go there on the 29th of May, and I'm there until October 4th.
Wow. Crystal Wright, you have just been such a go-getter and such a dynamic individual that we're all impressed. We want to grow up and be Crystal Wright, guys. You're just doing it out there. But what I most love is that you help others. And I hope you realize that today. Just where some of all of that you've been throwing out into the universe, where some of it has landed. And that's right here at our broadcast and just helping folks around the world.
Well,
so we appreciate you.
That you have that clip. I'm blown away by that.
And we play
crazy.
It. Yeah, folks, hear it here. But see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, these days, Crystal, it wasn't the same when you first visited us way back when. It was so long ago. I don't even remember the date. It was before I even created the 3-hour broadcast version of the Hair Radio Show. We weren't even the morning show. We were just the Hair Radio Show back then. In fact, we weren't even, we were the network or something. We were just at a different place when Crystal Wright first came to visit us. And these days, the world is totally different. I don't know what we'd all do if we didn't come across inspirational folks who kind of give us those little things. I love to come across them on the internet and share them out through our broadcast. So
right.
So we thank you. And thanks to my Stewie says that is the ghost of death with a police. I said, okay, we're working it in. All right. So listen, Crystal, we've talked about that. And now you are working in the freelancer realm. You're helping folks to set up these freelancer businesses. But what about the hair, makeup, and all of that? Do you ever want to just kind of revive that really back out there, or is it that it's still kind of there and bubbling and you kind of help when you have time? How's all that coming?
Listen, I can't tell you how many times a photographer or a makeup or a hair artist tries to take me out of my agency retirement. I am retired.
Yes.
Agency.
Because now
the majority of my business is I do one-on-one coaching. I do one-on-one coaching with artists who are really ready to get to the next level.
They gotta be ready because you don't want the messy stuff.
The thing is this, for people who are just getting started, I have something for those people too. I still have the hair, makeup, and fashion career guide. It's in its 7th edition now.
Wow.
The hair, makeup, and fashion career guide. That book is still considered the Bible.
I
wake up to mentions on Instagram. And I'll go on Instagram, and people will be telling other people, you better get this book.
Crystal, go ahead.
Merrill Hollis was a makeup artist, was at the makeup show a couple of months ago, and somebody called me and told me Merrill Hollis was at the makeup show. He was speaking at the makeup show, and he was telling everybody in the audience to get your book.
Wow.
So the book is there for the beginning.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was about to say. You also, I remember one of the big questions about your book is, what is the first step you should do when you are looking at embarking? I know you and Nicole Marie touched on it earlier, and I believe it's get this book that you're talking about. I do believe it. It is definitely an industry Bible, an industry staple. And so that's why we just appreciate all that you bring. And all those motivational talks each day, you know, these little clips. So, Crystal, our co-host, our colleague, Michael Hopkins, he is the host. He's a fan already because he's listening to you right here as well. He's the host of a show that helps veterans with filing claims. And that comes on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 here, New York time. And Michael, we always give him the last question of the day to come on in and chime on in. I'm sure it'll be something that's got something to do with the vets. But Michael Hopkins, I know you're a fan of Crystal Wright. You're on with the one and only Miss Crystal Wright, Michael Hopkins. What would you like to say to Crystal today?
Wow, Carrie. Miss Crystal, you have completely blown me away with your intelligence, with your advice, your mentoring. You have just blown me completely away. You really have. Now, my question is this. What type of advice would you give to disabled veterans who are budding entrepreneurs and they're interested in getting into the type of field that you're in? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, and when you say into the field that I'm in, you mean veterans who have an interest in beauty, who want to do hair or makeup or wardrobe, behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television. Yes?
Are they able do that, though, Michael? And but is that something that if it, well, okay, yes, they probably can.
Well,
I'm going to shut up now.
There is
Crystal,
a
right? You, I'm concerned that you take it away, Crystal, please.
One of my, first of all, I have probably in my classes, whether it's online or live, I have had veterans in my classes. And
wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had veterans, people who left the service, retired from the service, you know, were in the military for a few years and got out. I've definitely had veterans. As a matter of fact, one of the young ladies that I coach in Washington, D.C., I coached her in the last couple of years. She is still in the military, getting ready to leave and venture out on her own because her freelance makeup business is doing so well.
Wow.
And so the first thing a veteran would do, the first thing a veteran would do wouldn't be any different from what any other kind of artist would do, which is to start getting images for their portfolio. What I didn't say earlier is that, you know, how do we get these images? Back in, you know, 10 years ago, you absolutely had to have a photographer. You had to connect with photographers in a situation we call testing to build a book. But now with so much information online, with our phones being such great cameras, with being able to go onto Amazon and order a tripod, if you have space in your house and you're willing to invest the time to become a good amateur photographer, you can take your own images that you can then put on Instagram and start to build a website that you can start to share with people that you would like to hire you for jobs. And when we say hired by people, there are lots of different areas. You know, there's the bridal side of the business where you may just work with brides. There's print advertising, working on editorials, which is working for magazines. There's TV and film. And then there's the combination of those things. The bottom line is that you need something to show people. And there's enough resources out there nowadays that you can learn to be a good photographer if you want to take your own images so you can put them on Instagram. And then it becomes the job of attracting the right clients. And that happens based upon the kinds of images you're putting out there. If you're putting bridal images out there, putting pictures of women with veils on, then you're going to attract brides. And you're not going to attract advertising people who are working on Nike, Coca-Cola, and Applebee's. So the kinds of images you are how you set yourself up to attract a certain kind of client.
Well, you know, I love what you said. And, Michael, great question as well. I'm thinking when it comes to the photography, and I take pictures as a photographer, but I have to tell you, I'm so happy that folks can do it themselves these days. Because I remember long before I became a photographer, it was very challenging to get professional shots done without having a budget, a big budget, because you needed a big budget to get the right photographer to really help you. And then in the hair business, we had special hair photographers that we actually had. Folks with, that was their name. They were hair photographers. I just saw one at the IBS show here in New York a couple months ago. So, you know, the fact that you can take your own pictures, and I love what you said, you can take your own pictures, and there's an allowance for that these days, and most of the phones do pretty good work, and it'll save you some money that you just would have had to spend out before, which might have been positive.
Right.
So that, I love that.
And let me say this too. the idea of doing that is not so that you don't reach out to photographers, because if you only have your own images, every photographer's signature, so even a makeup artist that's taken their own pictures, there's going to be a signature that starts to develop. You still want to go out there, collaborate with, to add diversity to your portfolio. And as a makeup artist and hairstylist that's looking for people to test with, that's that word, test. A test is a collaboration between a photographer, a makeup artist, a hairstylist, a fashion stylist, a manicurist, a model, where no money changes hands, because everybody is coming to the table bringing their skills. You wouldn't want to pay a photographer to help you build your portfolio when you are also helping that photographer to build their portfolio.
Exactly. And I've got to say, this is big stuff. And Crystal Wright, you're so on point today. Now, we recently interviewed the young lady. She's doing all the hair and makeup, was nominated for an Academy Award. We were sitting here keeping our fingers crossed watching the Academy Awards. Camille Friend was on our show while she was nominated for an Academy Award for her makeup work on Wakanda Forever. And this new mermaid with the beautiful little young African-American mermaid girl. So she's done all that makeup and stuff. And look, she's nominated and winning Academy Awards for her work. And so, and they've all been right here on the Hair Radio. You know, we know everybody, Crystal, right? They've all been right here on our broadcast. Everybody from the Gorilla Glue Doctor to Dionne Warwick and all these people out there. And Beyonce's dad as well. Everybody's come right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show. But we have to say, we've had the biggest guest of all today on our show, Miss Crystal Wright. And we just love you from your legendary Crystal Wright agency to everything that you have done and all the freelance work that you're helping folks set up these types of businesses in this day and age, to the makeup books that you've just talked about and hair and makeup and all that out there trying to make a mark. So you've done your thing, and we're just so proud of you. And we want you to come back here to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're gonna get some dates and stuff together so we can have you here on a much regular basis, a much more regular basis, because folks need what you are putting out there.
Thank you. Well, it would be my pleasure to come back. It would be my pleasure to come back. Can I tell people where to find me online?
That is exactly what where we are right now. So please take it away, Ms. Crystal Wright.
Well, I'm easy to find and I'm easy to remember. It's just Crystal Wright Live. So if you are going to Instagram, it's Crystal Wright Live, and that's CrystalWrightLive. If you go to TikTok, it's Crystal Wright Live, and if you just type CrystalWrightLive.com into the web, I will jump in your face.
Awesome. And guys, you'll be able to connect with Crystal Wright right here through our broadcast at Hair Radio. And Crystal, we gotta get you to sign up over at HAIRadio.com at our website, HairRadio.com, where we have group pages and all of that. You can follow, people can follow you, they can contact you right there. So simply go to www.HAIRadio.com. That's our website. It's pronounced hairradio.com, but it only has one R in the middle. So, and there's a big old thing right there. It says member. You sign up. It's free. You don't need anything but your name and an email and a picture. Go there, sign up, and folks can connect with you right there from anywhere, day or night. And you can follow others. There's posts there. There's group pages that you can pick out things that you want to follow from people and all that. It's really fantastic. So that'll be great in addition to all your social media.
Okay, I promise you I will do that today.
Oh, okay, we're going to hold you to it, Crystal Wright. Listen, before you go, and I know you want to shout out, and I think we did a shout out for Stewie earlier. Is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we sign off with you?
Oh, my gosh. Who would I like to shout out to? You know, I would like to shout out to all of my PYP grads and my coaching. I am so proud of the work that they're doing, of the shows that they're working on. It just amazes me every single day to see them working on these top television shows and on, you know, national ad campaigns. And so
yeah.
I just want to shout out to the people who stuck with it. And whatever profession you're in, if you're out there and you're in the trenches and you're sticking with it and you're getting through the no's to the yeses, keep going. Just keep going.
It doesn't get any better than that. My guest today, Ms. Crystal Wright. I want to thank everybody, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. We'll be back on Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. From 6 to 9 East. That's our next live show. We'll be back on Tuesday. Have a great Mother's Day. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. We're going to have, we'll see you back here next week. Have a great weekend. Here's our outro. Crystal, great job.
Thank you.
All right. Michael, awesome work, as always. Here
Thank
we go,
you.
Guys.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show.